think an NHL team missing its top four defenseman would be able to win a game 2-1 against the Boston Bruins. How'd you guys do it?
Real good goaltending. That had a big chunk of it. And then just an awful lot of hard scramble battles, you know. It's about picture-perfect first period. Came off our forecheck a little bit. I mean, the big thing that hurt us is we lost 29 faceoffs in the last 40 minutes of that hockey game, so we're chasing the puck. We're behind it. They got a lot of pucks in on us. We'll look better on the nights that we handle it a little bit better, a little cleaner on our breakouts than we did in the second period. We got hung up a lot, but we got to get used to that too. It's going to look like that. There are going to be parts where it's an absolute slugfest for the puck, and we got to chip some things out and grind some things out.
We know you're a fan of Jay Harrison. How did he exceed your expectations tonight?
Yes, not in terms of what he can do, but in terms of the day he's just had, the last 48 hours. So it's he's got four young daughters. That's a big emotional change. It's around Christmas time. He flew all day today. And then he played the game that I've seen him play an awful lot. So he played well. He, as he gets more comfortable with our systems and more confident in what the people around him are doing, he'll get even stronger.
Is it quite simply just the system you're playing?
It's absolutely like not. It's absolutely not. The systems are adhered to by the players. And it's not like we have something different than somebody else does. If you could find a team that's running the same defensive systems in all three zones, maybe not the same team, but there's nothing brand new out there. It is the compete level of this team. It's far less about the coaching and far more about what happens in that room before the games. And I'll say it again, I'm not sure what happens in there, but getting themselves ready, handling the adversity right on the bench, and it's all compete. It really is.
Paul, you've often used Boston as a template for success. Maybe just talk about the players gaining faith. After a game like this, does it add faith to you and what you've been able to do with this team so far this year?
We can play better. You know, I'm not sure that we can. I don't know that we can try any harder. I mean, it looks like we were sitting back. That's certainly not our game through those last two. We got back on the forecheck a little bit better, actually, in the third period. Blake Wheeler especially got on that forecheck a bunch of times. Scheifele's line was really good on it. But we can get better. I mean, we got six NHL defensemen. Granted, you take the top four off any team and you're thin. We're fortunate. We've got some good depth there. And they're committed to playing hard. Rarely can you take a forward and have him as your number one D and have him play like that. I mean, Dustin Byfuglien was really good, you know, and I think they gave the goal to Matty Perreault, but key piece to us winning that game with the goal, but his defensive game has just grown leaps and bounds. His stick is fantastic.
I didn't see it on his jersey tonight, but noticed on the sheet that Brian got the A, or was given the A, I guess, with Stuart Jabs. And just a comment on why he's deserving of that.
He is, you know, what we try to be as a team. He's just consistent every day. He works that hard in practice. He competes all through the games. He's smart. He recovers well for his two line mates. But he's a player that hasn't changed much in terms of how he comes to the rink every day, whether the pucks are going in or not. His game is, his effort, his focus is the same. And that's what we want to look like as a team.
Just to be sure, is Byfuglien all right? I know he went off the ice late.
Our hope and understanding is yes.
Okay.
But I'm not given, with the way things are going now.
He might need the bubble wrap.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Puck or something? Or what?
Stick. Took a stick.
Thanks.
You've had some games where, like the Detroit's, the Anaheim's, like tonight, where you've had all the momentum and then it sort of goes away.
Yeah.
And you can't get that one goal, but you have the chances.
Right.
So how important was it tonight to get that second goal and also going forward?
Yeah, it was huge. I think the Detroit game was more evenly played. I mean, we're not coming out and out shooting a team 48-12. You know, that's not going to happen in this league. So as good as that first period is, and we'd love to see three of them, we know there's going to be a little bit of a bite back here, and then we're going to spend more time on our end, and that's when it's going to look a little greasy at times. That goal was critical because it settled us a little bit. We actually got back on our forecheck, and that for us is all our success is based on how hard we can get in on the puck. We were perfect at it in the first period, as good as we've been all year. It takes a tremendous amount of energy to do that. I don't know that you can forecheck like that for 60 minutes. We think that we came off it in the second period and that we can fix some of it. So we're not going to look like the first period every night, but we'll be better. We're not going to look like the second period either.
I tried to ask your players about that tonight, if that gives them confidence. But they have the confidence, even though tonight was the first time they took that game back.
So you have to know how you play. So that Detroit game, we played exceptionally well. We really gave up very little. They got a break around our net. That was the end of the game, and we moved on. And we had a couple of mistakes. The St. Louis was more evenly played. I thought we were the better team in the Detroit game. I thought St. Louis was at least as good as we are. They're a good hockey team. That's going to happen. Confidence isn't. It's not a confidence that we can score whenever we want. It's not that attitude. It's we're looking the way we're supposed to look. If things aren't going away, we're going to battle as hard as we can, and then we're going to leave the game. And that's where you want to get to. If you can get to a comfort level with your effort level, then you have confidence, real confidence, because you can confidence is earned, and you need to have confidence in things that you can replicate. Guy goes out and scores five. There's no confidence he's doing every night. Clearly, it can't happen. You go out and grind out a tough, hard-fought win, you can do that again.
Just, the recipe you said earlier today was compete. You mentioned compete. You also said you needed a strong game from Michael. Just touch on his game and how well he played.
So at the end of the day, and you can pick the right word, but everything runs downhill. And it's coming to Pav and Hutch. I mean, it's not on them to win us games, but there are going to be points. There's points in every game they've played this year where they would have to be the difference. That's true of any goaltender. We're going to spend more time on our end, which means they're going to see a little bit more action than they have. And he's the reason we win games, and we're going to be saying that for a while.